and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
I have this friend who she's on this crash diet right now where after she eats everything, she has to take her temperature. Which seems
what?
Yeah, it's a real thing. That's a real thing that's happening.
What would that have to do with you actually losing weight?
Because if your temperature spikes after you eat something, that means that it's not agreeing with your body and most likely you can't like flush it out, so you have to remove it from your diet.
But you already ate it. Yeah. Like, I'm confused.
I would think it would like higher temperature would mean it's burning more.
But Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Rebecca Bonetti. She's a registered dietitian at Yale New Haven Health. And so today is like the number one day for people to start their crash diets. And this made me giggle last night because I was talking to the waitress at the pizza place I was at, because she was swearing by the fact that today she was going to do South Beach and that was going to change everything. 5 pounds in a week, it's her jump start. And that's,
oh yeah, I've heard that.
You have to hear a lot about these crash diets that people go on.
Oh yeah, pretty much every day someone comes to me with a new diet that they're trying. I mean, there's Atkins, there's South Beach, there's, like we said, the cabbage soup diet, there's just eating cottage cheese or no carb. It's just, yeah.
Everybody's looking for a miracle.
Well, it's true. Yeah.
That's what they want.
And I mean, we had you in not too long ago when Raven and I tried the apple cider vinegar diet, which did not work.
I've gotten many questions about that since.
Right.
All it did was remove enamel from our teeth,
right?
Essentially.
True. So Raven and I have come up with our own
stomach.
That's gross. Raven and I have come up with our own crash diets, and we want you to be the judge of how you think they would work. Okay, since you're the professional here,
I can't wait to hear these.
Oh, these are great. So the first thing for any guy, and everybody's got a catchy name when they're diet. All right,
so let's go with the Raven's Let's Be Real eating plan here. All right, first thing for every guy is you got to drop the sugary drinks. All right, because as a guy, if we drop soda, we drop sugary drinks and beer. If you can do that for a week or two, you're going to immediately lose weight.
Yes.
This is why women hate us, all right? This is why, you know, we were born lucky.
Uh-huh.
What more can I tell you?
Yep. No,
there's another way to do it.
Men will come in, men and women, like husband and wife, will come into my office, and the woman will be trying to lose weight.
Oh,
and she'll
so
drop,
hard.
Like, half a pound. The guy's down like 5-10 pounds.
Right.
It's
sad.
Unfair.
It's definitely unfair.
I shouldn't tell you trade one for the other, but I mean, if you're going to go out and have drinks socially or whatever inside of that week, go with vodka, all right? No calories, not flavored, all right? Make sure that it's distilled cleanly, all that type of stuff is going to make it easy for you. No soda, no extra sugars, no bread, no fun whatsoever. This is 7 days.
That doesn't sound like a crash diet. It sounds like
Listen
hell.
Listen to this. Yeah. I still have things in here. I mean, well, that's what
it is.
What
do you have in there?
Okay, I've got some things. All right, so mornings, hard-boiled eggs, yogurt, and a piece of fruit.
Okay.
That's where I like to go. I like to go with those.
Mm-hmm.
Snacks after that, almonds, non-salted peanuts. The reason I go with non-salted peanuts is, first off, water retention, but they don't taste great. So you're going to eat less of them. It's just inherently going to happen. All right?
So just eat things that are gross.
You got to trick yourself when you're a man. You got to trick yourself. Uh-huh. Lunch, salad with eggs, lots of added veggies, maybe a sprinkle of cheese, or you can also have like a turkey roll on a wrap, mustard, no mayonnaise, lettuce and tomato.
This doesn't sound like an actual diet. This is just me telling you things to eat.
This
Raven.
Is what I eat.
These aren't guidelines and things like that.
Oh, yeah. This is what I eat. These are the only things that you can eat the whole week as a guy.
So you'll just continue this every single day?
Every day.
For how long?
Same thing. Guys don't need variety. We'll be fine. 7 days. I mean, 7 days. We're gonna lose that weight in 7 days.
Rebecca, what do you think?
I don't see that very... Most people, they'll get sick of the same foods after like 3 days. They're like, okay, I need variation. I need something.
I don't know.
I don't think Rebecca likes it.
Guys been sick of their marriages for you know, for a long time. They're still in it, all right?
Well,
they keep on showing up until they're dead.
Are you going to be hungry on it? That's the thing, is will it satisfy you? No carbs is a thing where people tend to... They think like, oh, okay, I'm going to lose a lot of weight because of the water retention, but staying off of no carbs, like you're going to see a piece of bread and that's all you're going to want.
Oh,
right.
You can't get even to the bread.
I don't think Rebecca approves of your fancy name diet, but I think she's going to like mine.
Oh.
Mine's coming up next on Star 99.9. It's all about the crash diets. Today's the day that a lot of people start it. Star 99.9, today's best mix. Santa and Raven. Joining us, registered dietitian Rebecca Bonetti from Yale New Haven Health. Raven, tell us what your crash diet entails.
I can't believe you rejected my idea of vodka instead of beer. No soda, no extra sugars, no bread, no fun whatsoever. These are the main rules here. Eggs and fruit, lots of that. Chicken, if you're going to eat meat, you got to have chicken and brown rice and plenty of water. That's what I say.
That's
plenty
right.
of water.
That sounds pretty healthy.
That is healthy.
And
that
peanut
is healthy.
Butter is my hunger suppressor. So you take just like a spoonful of peanut butter, but you can't eat the whole jar.
That's the big thing. It's a whole jar? No, you got to stop at a tablespoon.
Yeah, it's a hard one. It's a hard one, though.
When we were talking about how I have a problem with portion control because I'd rather never have pizza than have a slice because then I'll eat the whole pizza, you know? So my diet, and I call this the Anna Zapp Miracle Diet. Okay.
Catchy.
Yeah.
Catchy.
You like that? Yeah. Take that, Atkins. Yeah. So 12 to 16 cups of water a day.
Yes.
That's
a good amount. That's always hard to get people to do.
Yeah, that's my magic numbers. If I can hit 16 cups of water a day, I can lose weight. No carbs after 3 p.m. So I put a time limit on that. So like in the morning you can take it, but after 3, that's it. No fruit without a protein. So you never have a fruit by itself. You always balance it with like almonds or like a Apollo string cheese or something like along that lines. Because I think that the fruit is just sugar and it just sits in your belly. And then no red meat, a lot of chicken and fish with vegetables, and no eating after 6 p.m. This is a sad life to lead, but I probably will get that 5 pounds off you fast, I think, right? Yeah.
Well, you definitely would lose the 5 pounds with that, mm-hmm. Especially like not eating after 6, because the reason people assume that eating after a certain time, that's when they're going to gain the weight because it just stays on. But really, it's just that's the time of day where people usually sit in front of the TV. They have their bag of chips. And they're just pounding them down. So really, there's no science behind like eating at past a certain time is that's going to make you keep the weight on. It's just that's when people tend to overeat at night.
Right.
So that would help. Both of you got it right with like the sugary drinks, avoiding those. Mm-hmm. Protein, like you pointed out, is a great thing. Protein keeps you full. Everyone will try and search for carbs and carbs and carbs, but protein is what keeps you full. So always eating a protein is good.
I just want you to know that whenever I'm trying to lose weight fast, I eat so many egg whites that I want to vomit. I mean,
you gotta add like veggies to it. Add
can't smell it anymore.
What
after.
I do is I do one egg with half a cup of egg whites because mm-hmm. the egg yolk is actually where all the protein is and it's healthy for you.
Okay.
So you could have that. Like eggs get a really bad rap. Eggs are actually really good for you.
So what tips would you give to somebody who's, I mean, like us, the summer season is right around the corner. This is the time that you look in the mirror and you're like, all right, I got to lose 5 pounds. Today's like the number one day for these crash diets to start. What tips do you actually give that'll work?
So, well, no one likes when I say moderation. So whenever you deprive yourself of something, that's when you want it more and more. So I tell people, like with carbs, that's everyone's favorite. So, okay, incorporate a little bit at each meal, but never go above like a half a cup or something. Because then if you have a massive plate of pasta, it's too much. Eat slowly. When you eat slowly, actually, you're going to realize you get full or quicker because it takes 20 minutes for your brain to be like, wait, I'm full. I'm going to stop eating. So try not to shove food in your face. protein, again, is the most important. It's going to help keep you full. If you're still hungry, go back for more vegetables. So doing more of a protein and vegetable and fruit diet and just kind of portioning out your carbs is probably the best way to go. Drinking the water, it's going to keep you full. Sadly, I don't have a pill. I really wish. I know I said
you promised me a magic pill.
Miracle.
You promised me a magic pill, Rebecca.
I know. I'm trying. I'm working on it. It's hard.
How about a sorceress or somebody that can come and just kind of bless above us?
You could get hypnotized. Some people get hypnotized.
Does that actually work, though?
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen anyone have it work for, but, you know, you never know. But moderation.
Have you ever been hypnotized for anything?
No, I haven't. I don't
okay,
think
so
I
you
can.
Don't know if hypnotism know. Works at all. So you're calling hypnotists quacks is what you're saying. You came in on this show to launch your platform against hypnotists.
Yes, last time was Dr. Oz. This time is hypnotist.
I understand.
Rebecca Bonetti, she's a registered dietitian at Yale New Haven Health. I guess I won't be doing the South Beach diet or the apple cider vinegar or the cabbage. I guess I'll just have to eat healthy. That's what you're trying to tell me.
I know. I'm sorry. No fun.
Unless we get a hypnotist in here to do that.
That's the next
make you eat all of those diets.
Producer Carrie, book the hypnotist.
Yeah.